This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'd like to call it another hour of sanity. I don't know what you call it. Insanity, maybe? I don't know. I don't care. But anyway, I always appreciate the time you spend with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're close. We're almost there, right? I just want to... Do you need an address to send me the gift that you're going to send me? See? It never goes right. Did you ever notice that? Never, never, never. Okay, let's do that again. Too bad it's live radio, because it's kind of hard to redo it the right way. We're almost there. Seriously. Right? I got a tree. You can see the tree. Right? I'll get send you my address. You can send me gifts. And I'm not even a big fan of this lady. I like the song. I wish it was sung by somebody else. You don't know who that is? Yeah. They all look the same to me. What is it? Mariah Carey, Beyonce, all those. I guess it's the girls from the 80s or 90s. What are they? 90s or something? What do you want from me? I'm not a music freak. What? I know you were into the what was that, the woo woo, the wang wang, wham wham, bang, whatever they were. That was your time, right? I don't want a lot for Christmas. You know what I want? I want you guys to make. Let's go with a phone calling campaign. Okay, I want you guys to call as many stations in your area as you can and ask them why they're not carrying the Real Side with Joe Messina. Ask them what is wrong with them. Why can't they figure this out? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're gonna talk about why universities are pushing to keep Christmas off of Christmas campuses at Christmas time. What are they going to do? And Harvard finally adopts sanctions on single-gender clubs. I don't get that one either, but we'll talk that a little bit more in a minute. Christopher from Maryland joins us. Christopher, thanks for A, for listening, and B, for calling in.
No problem.
So, what's up?
I don't think that's right to celebrate Christmas on campuses in the United States, because it's been that way since George Washington.
What, celebrating Christmas on Christmas campuses?
College.
Huh?
Yeah.
College campuses, yeah, not Christmas campuses. Duh, that's me. Hey, it's... This is a college campus. What are they going to celebrate? Nothing? We're going to take everything off the campuses? That'll be it? I don't get the reasoning. I'm going to do the story in a few minutes. But who sat there and said, hey, you know the Christmas thing? It's really bad. We shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah. Some dummy.
Well, he was very succinct about that, wasn't he? He went right to it. Anyway, hey, Christopher... Thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. I really do.
Yeah, I'm already... I always listen to your radio show.
I appreciate that more than you know, very much. And tell your friends about us, too. Don't forget that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. You know, I got to tell you, when I see these stories, I go by probably about 10 of these a day. And I don't give them a whole bunch of time because, you know, they're just whacked. But coming into the Christmas season, I get the biggest kick out of the fact that these people can't figure out it's Christmas time. Right? I mean, the pagans didn't start a Christmas holiday. It was started because of Jesus, well, it was start to honor Jesus Christ. Right? So when you sit here and you say to yourself, have we taught our kids nothing? I mean, even if they said, look, Christmas is not inclusive enough, we want to turn it into A, B, C, and D, you could almost back off of that argument. But when you say you want to remove, or you want to make campuses Christmas-free at Christmas time, how do you do that? How do you say it or do it with a straight face? That's what I want to know. So as another Christmas quickly approaches, colleges across the country are issuing their annual guidelines on how to make the season as inclusive as possible. At the University of California, Irvine, for instance, individual departments are encouraged to focus on celebrating a special occasion instead of a specific holiday. What special occasion happened on December 25th? Let me see. That's when they celebrate the birth of Christ. Now, most informed Christians understand that Jesus was not born on December 25th. We got that. All right? But you got to celebrate it Sunday. Look, my mom, and I can't tell you the story's 100% true. I know it's like where she's at is probably, she's probably napping by now. But, you know, her birthday changed halfway through my life. Because what she was told in her little village in Italy later on, I guess the day, so we don't really know when she was born. Right? We think it was in the month of June, so we celebrated every year at the same time. But just because we don't know it's the exact day doesn't make it any less important. And it's the same thing here. Christians decide, I go through the whole history. I realize Christians just didn't decide it. But it's a day we decide. So what special holiday do other, what are they going to call it? Hey, Merry Special Holiday Day. What are they going to call it? These guys, these are educated people who look down their nose at us. Think about that during the break. And I'll think of a lot more I can say about it. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now. This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Yeah, see, that was rock and roll. Okay, that was 70s rock and roll. Whether you like it or not. Okay? None of that wussy stuff we got in the late 80s or early 90s. The wham wham. Bang. What, I don't even know the name of it. That was not rock and roll. Terrible. Just terrible stuff. All right, here we go again. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff you can do there as well. I still want to know how you celebrate Christmas without Christmas or without Christ. Look, I'm not trying to get religious on you guys, but you want to have a holiday festival? That's one thing. But you can't do Christmas. You can't do Christmas without Christ. It's I get the biggest kick out of some of you guys that you've never read the Bible. You've never opened the Bible. Maybe you've been to a Christian church a couple of times or a church as a whole. And you tell me you're a Christian. It's amazing to me. Wait a minute. You don't read the book that talks about Christ, that explains you all about Christ, but you heard he was a nice guy, so therefore you think you're a Christian because you're a follower of Christ, but not really because you kind of follow Buddha and Muhammad and whatever. Seriously? So colleges across the country are issuing guidelines now on how to make the season as inclusive as possible, but the biggest nut job of them all here in California, I mean, these colleges are hilarious. The University of California, Irvine, all right? They've got individual departments, and they're encouraging people to focus on celebrating the special occasion instead of a specific holiday. I'm still trying to figure out what this means. They're suggesting that they have a year-end celebration or celebrate seasonal themes such as fall, winter, or spring. So, every quarter, what are you going to have? A fall festival, a winter festival, spring. What do you put up a tree at one time? And let me see, what would you do? Bring in a pile of leaves in the house, you know, the very pretty colored leaves? In winter, what?
I'm offended by that.
You got to bring in a bucket. You're offended by that. Were you triggered?
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about this. In the winter, we're going to bring in a pile of snow? Seriously. All right, I know. But I'm having fun with it because think about how stupid this is. Just think about it. And the thing is, California's driving this thing, right? Now, the California University is also requests that the academic departments ensure that office celebrations are not indirectly celebrating religious holidays, suggesting that they, well, display diverse symbols representing a variety. Here's the problem, though. You lunatics who are so highly educated, right? You lunatics that are so highly educated, you think the Christmas tree is somehow related to Christianity. You think Santa Claus is somehow related to Christianity. When you start off there, I don't know. I have no idea how to, I don't even know how to work this through. I don't know how to make you see that. Because you're not interested in religion. You're so concerned that some kind of religious something is going to sneak in somewhere that you want to stay away from it all. The State of University of New York, Brockport, has issued similar guidance on the culturally sensitive holiday decorations, even advising employees to consider a grab bag instead of a Secret Santa gift exchange, although I wouldn't let Al Franken set up the grab bag event. Could be very dangerous. Keep decorations general, non-specific to any religion. Create a winter theme with lights and colors rather than religious icons. Include decorations from all cultural traditions represented in your department. The guidelines add, listen, I have non-religious friends that say they enjoy Christmas. They enjoy the atmosphere. They enjoy the giving attitude, the joyous attitude of many people. Right? Many cultural, think about something, even in Christmas, think about the cultural diversity you have. Do you think do you think Christians in India celebrate Christmas the same way Christians in Italy do, Christians in Germany, Christians in the U.S., all these things that have been brought together? I've been to homes where people are predominantly German or Irish or what have you, and they celebrate different. So, don't think, you think that, and seriously, there's a lot of people who celebrate Christmas that have no religious affiliation. There's, I'll tell you what, I went into, what's the Christian store?
Family Christian store?
No, not that one. The one that just opened down here, like this year. The big Christian Hobby Lobby, right? That's owned by a Christian family, right? I went in there looking for a nativity scene. I had to order one online. You know why? They didn't have one. What is it? They are outlawed now?
Only in California.
Only in California. Apparently they can't. You know what they do in California? When you come across the border from another state, if you have fruit from another state, they take it away from you. If you have anything Christian, they probably take that away from you too now, because they don't want you to bring it over the border. But I mean, think about it. I can't even go into Hobby Lobby, and no disrespect for Hobby Lobby. They get a lot of cool stuff in there. I thought what was really interesting was the first store I've been into in a long time that actually had Bibles by the checkout. Like a Bible is a impulse purchase.
For some
I mean, seriously. You know, anyway, I won't go there. I'll be nice. So, but only in California, really. I'm sure there's other places, just not here. But only in California. When you think about this, we can't have Christmas theme at Christmas time on a college campus. You might offend somebody. What if you offend me as a Christian? Do I count? Ohio University. Ohio University? Really? They put out a guide on holiday expenditures, noting that decorations purchased with university funds and displayed in public areas should be secular in nature. Maybe they should say what secular is, because nobody really knows what religious stuff is. The same paragraph mentions campus policy 42.501, which pertains... Okay. Don't you feel like it's Barney Fife has stepped into the picture? Yes, paragraph mentions campus policy 42.501, which pertains to the safe and appropriate use of decorations. Oh, we have safe in there now. The policy contains no provisions on requiring secular-themed decorations, and the university did not respond to the local news source request for clarification. So the Ohio University put out a memo that said that they can't be secular in nature. But their policy, the actual policy that they have written that were voted on, doesn't say anything about it. Life University is sponsoring a holiday decorating event or contest, but will judge participants on inclusiveness. Hey. I mean, what do Pastafarians have? What do they do at Christmas time? Do they even have a thing? Festivus polls? That would be a good one, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. It'll change in a minute, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, seriously, I appreciate the time that you spend with me, again, like I said, on the air, in the chat room, being part of the conversation. A lot of you know that there's fires going on in California. And I know some of you have been asking, you know, sending us text messages, emails, what have you. We are fine. And I appreciate the concern. I really do, honestly. But we are fine. And what are we? Probably 15 minutes away from where it's happened, maybe 20. The smoke is blowing in the opposite direction. So we're not being affected by it. Not yet, anyway.
Not at all.
What's that?
No.
No. She's saying no over there. So we won't be affected by it. Tammy won't let it happen.
Okay.
Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Okay, we've got, let's see, we've got Willie from Kentucky. And Willie wants to talk about the, I can't think of her name now, but she was one of the court people that refused to issue licenses, the marriage licenses, if you recall, a while back. Willie, thanks for calling.
Hey, Joe, I wanted to say God bless you and Merry Christmas to you and your family. I listen to you all every night, and you don't know how much I appreciate you all.
Well, I appreciate you listening. God bless you too, brother, really.
I was listening to News Talk Radio here in Kentucky, here, our local news thing, and it was talking about the lady in Rowland County. She's coming up for election next year, and one of the people she refused the marriage license to is now running against her to take her job.
That's right.
And it's comical. It's just, you know, the liberals and stuff, it's amazing how embedded they are everywhere, you know, and how we should have to bend to everything they want us to do, and it's just nice to hear good conservative people, you know, stand up for it. And like I said, you're a blessing to a lot of people, and me included. And I listen to you all nightly, and I thank you. Like I said, you're all a little sanity brings a little sanity back to the world. But I'll just let you go. But I just didn't know if you heard about that or not.
I did, Willie, and I appreciate the kind words. But I want to say something to you before you go. You need to encourage your friends to get out there and support her and to help make sure she gets elected again. If you are behind her and behind what she's doing, first of all, you know, I believe you need to pray about it. I need you to believe to ask God for guidance as to how to work this and make sure that this person gets back in again. And you need to make sure that people get behind her. Whether you know, believe it or not, when these people get $2 or $5 from you, you know, because I know money's tight for some people, even a dollar or two, it really does a lot for you, because you know somebody has given up something to send you that $1 or $2 or $3 or $5. It means so much. So if you can encourage your friends, if they're in agreement with her, get out there and help her win that seat.
Oh yeah, I agree 100%. I'm counties away. It just bothers me to hear something like that, and it's, you know, an hour down the road. But
I agree.
But no, I wanted to thank you all though. I listen to y'all nightly and want to call plenty of times, but I'm working. I'm working night shift here, and but I thank you all. You're all a blessing to me, and I God bless you all, and I hope you all have a very merry Christmas.
Keep praying for us, Willie. Have a safe night. You know, it's true, because again, I've been elected to a school board. And it's a constant fight. They're constantly looking for reasons to remove me. They're constantly looking at things that I say, the way I say it, that hurts them or what have you. I think it's hilarious. So you need to support. When you help get someone elected, when you believe in where somebody stands, you need to push to make sure they stay in. It might be something as simple. Think about something today. We use email a lot. When you get an email that says, you know, Mary Jane wants $5 for her campaign, or so, you know, I get them all the time. They don't mean anything to me. But if I get an email from a friend of mine, and it says, hey, I'm supporting so and so because I believe he's one of us, or he holds our same principles, I open that email and I read it. And if it comes from somebody I know and trust, I go, hey, you know what? We need to support this guy because, you know, John says this is a great guy and he works hard, and we need to get behind him or her. And that's what we need to do for each other. And my, you know, Christian brothers and sisters, I've done this with you plenty of times, and I'll do a show around it again. I'll do a whole hour around it, where you're called by God. I mean, look, if God gave you government as a gift to oversee you, right? Why would you abuse it? Why wouldn't you care for it the same way you do if you believe that he made available a car for you or a house or whatever? Right? You take care of it. So it's the same thing with government. I mean, the Bible tells us in several different places that we are to go out and find godly people to rule over us. You think a bunch of heathens, you think a bunch of people who don't believe in God, who don't believe in moral values, I mean, the ones who tell you they do, but they don't, Al Frankenstein being one of them, right? Do you think that they're going to vote in moral, solid moral people? Now, again, the people on the left are having a field day with this conversation. I don't believe that just because somebody says they're a Christian, says they're a conservative, and goes to church on Sunday, that they have integrity, they're upright, and they're moral. It's how they live their lives, right? Because my Bible says, I'll know them by their fruits. So they've got to be living it, too. They've got to be living it out, too. And you never know who you're affecting, you're approaching. You know, it's kind of, you know, I get behind this mic every night. I don't take it lightly. I know that some people are listening. I know some people are believing everything I say. I always say the same thing. Don't believe everything I say. Check it out for yourself. Don't believe everything your pastor says. Check it out for yourself. Don't believe everything your party leader says. Check it out for yourself. Because your responsibility, especially for my Christian friends, you get in front of God. You can't say, well, he said. Because God's going to say, well, what did I say? Don't know what you said, but he said, right? You don't want to be there. You don't want to be making mistakes because you trust the wrong people. I bring it to you. I make mistakes at times. That's why I tell you to check stuff out. But most of the times, we go out of our way to make sure it's right and it's real. And, you know, stuff like this where you have universities, where you're sending your kids, you're working hard. Matter of fact, some of your kids, God bless them, they have busted hump. They have worked hard. They've gone after, some kind of grants or all kinds of funds to be able to get to school. You've been busted in hump all your life to send your child to a college. And then you send them to a college like, forgive me, my Catholic friends, I just don't get this. Okay? Mercyhurst University, which is a Catholic college in Pennsylvania, is now referring to Christmas celebrations as the annual holiday tree lighting. Why? You know, Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you in front of the Father. Really? Good luck with that. Come on, seriously, especially if you're a Christian organization, why would you back down for you? Now, I'm not saying that you stick your finger in somebody's face. I'm saying, I'm a Christian organization. You know, you walk into a Catholic church, right? If you don't, and again, I'm not making fun. I'm just making a statement of fact. If you don't see a crucifix somewhere up on the wall, leave. It's not a Catholic church. I grew up in a Catholic church. They're very proud of the crucifixes that they have usually in the church. A reminder of what Christ did for us. Not an idol. They're not worshiping it. I don't believe that for a second. It's simply a reminder. If you have a cross in your house, it's a reminder to you of what you stand for, what Jesus did for you. Not a bad thing. And yet a Catholic university is not willing to call it a Christmas tree. It's a holiday tree lighting ceremony. Harvard University student newspaper ran an editorial attacking President Trump for returning a nativity scene to the White House. Really? They called the move disrespectful. Well, how is that more inclusive? These are the inclusivity freaks. Now, I don't have a college education. In one way, I think that's good because I'm not overeducated. I have to go look things up and figure things out. I never had a professor tell me what to think. Right? So, and I'm not dogging you guys that went to college. Don't take it the wrong way. But in my feeble little mind, inclusivity means you're inviting everybody in. And not at the cost of any one individual. See, I'm not afraid to be with other religious people. I'm not afraid to be at events with other religious people. Because the truth will always prevail. You think about that during the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before my Catholic friends send me nasty emails, I love you. I grew up in a Catholic church. I love my Catholic upbringing. I just don't get some of the things that are going on when it comes to not being afraid, not being ashamed of who you are. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. In California, it's really kind of hard to understand this song, or whatever. You can dream all you want, ain't gonna happen.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
You know, seriously, you've got to drive like 2 hours if it even snows at Christmas time. See, I grew up in New England.
Where those trees are,
where doo-wop was prevalent. You know, more in Philly. See, I don't know that much about music, but I do know my dad was like a freak with this stuff. So, and I know he listens to the show from time to time. I mean freak in the most loving way, Dad. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I want to get back to this because I want to finish. I'm going to run out of time. I know it, but I want to finish this up. So if your kids are going to a school, a college, and they're not celebrating Christmas and they're Christians, tell them not to be afraid. You know, I screwed up this year. My apologies. Got started too late, could make it happen fast enough. But I gave out buttons last year. I'm going to give them out next year. I promise I'll make it happen. It's okay to say Merry Christmas. And I can't tell you how often that when I wore that button out and around, people would say, they would point to the button or they'd look at the button and go, hey, Merry Christmas to you too. And then the other day I was on a tech support call where somebody was helping me fix something. And the guy said, hey, you know, you have a happy holiday. I said, I'm not going to have a happy holiday. I'm going to have a Merry Christmas. And he said, and you could hear him giggle. And he's like, hey, okay, Merry Christmas to you too. And they're probably told what to say until. I went into my bank today and was very excited because they sent us a card. I'm one of those guys, if you're going to send cards to us, I shouldn't tell them this because some of them probably have already sent them. If you send me a card that says Happy Holidays, knowing me and who I am, it hits the trash. I'm sorry. I appreciate the 48 cents and whatever you paid for the envelope of the card. I get the feeling, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to promote that in my house. For me and my family, it's Christmas. If you send me Happy Holidays or season greetings, if you send me season greetings, right, you better have basil, oregano, and that kind of stuff in packages inside the envelope. Because that's what seasons to me mean to me, seasoning. So, seriously, I just don't do it, all right? So I go to my bank today, and I thank them because they sent a card to us, and it had a picture of Santa on the card, but it also said, believe. And when you open the card up, it talked about faith and hope and all that fun stuff and Merry Christmas. All right? So I appreciate them doing that. But the funny thing is, when I walked into the bank, she was this wasn't like, I guess every branch was putting it out to their clients, but they were handwriting on these cards. And she had three boxes in front of her, and I kind of went, why do you have three boxes? And she said, well, these are for our Jewish customers, these are for our Christian customers, and these are for ones that we don't know what they celebrate. And I thought that was great. They actually took the time. They're not a mega bank, but they're not a minor bank either. They took the time to think about where people want to be. You know, how people would want to be greeted or what have you. I thought it was kind of nice. I know, kind of goofy, but I thought it was nice. So, let's see. So I was talking about how the universities should try to get rid of Christmas at Christmas time on college campuses. That's just hilarious. So, bringing back the nativity scene, according to one writer, is a slap in the face to the remaining religions thriving within America. Here's the funny thing about it. When I talk to most people from other religions, 99% of them, and I truly mean it, 99% of them, even my atheist friends, are not offended by Merry Christmas because they understand the meaning behind it. Right? It's not a Merry Christmas, hope you're a Christian or else. It's Merry Christmas, I hope you have a wonderful time of year. I hope your family's at peace. I hope you guys have a great meal. You have a great family time together. And that all the love that comes around about at Christmas happens in your family. What part of that can you be offended by unless you're brain dead? The other 0.001%, I don't know what you're just looking to be offended. You're just looking to be upset about something. That's how I see it. That's my personal opinion. So by having a nativity scene, it means I've put out the other religions? No, you're wrong. I don't know which one. The only atheists even so that I know that go nuts are the freedom from religion freaks. Because even people I've talked to, atheists that know about the freedom from religion freaks, think they go overboard too. Now, according to this group, they're upset because President Trump seems to have forgotten those who don't practice Christianity. No, it's like some places taking down the Christmas tree because it offends Muslims. So we don't want to offend them, but you're going to offend me. Because if I go in to a shop at Christmas time and you don't have a Christmas tree, I'm upset. Why not? Why can't you have something to... Why can't you have something to celebrate the day? I don't get it. I mean, don't put him down. Don't put me down. Don't make fun of me. Just celebrate along with me. That's all I want. Not a big deal. I'm not asking you to bow at the altar. I'm not asking you to praise Jesus. I'm simply asking to enjoy the time, the season. The only thing that I've already talked to you guys about this. I was going to say the only thing that bothers me about Christmas is in the true spirit of the day. Right? In the true spirit of the day, when Jesus came to set us free, we go into bondage, perpetual bondage on credit cards. I know a lot of people, they spend most of the year paying off their credit cards, right? So when you come back around and finally August, September, October, they're paid to zero, what do you do in December? You run them back off again. Oh, God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Thanks so much for being with me. Just, I want to admonish you at the end of these shows that when it comes to Christmas time and family and all of this, some of those people around the room won't be with you next year for whatever reason. And don't sit there and say most of my family are young because we use a lot of young people every year. Reach out to those kids. Reach out to those young people. Learn more about them. Seriously. Learn more about what's going on in their lives. Sow into their lives. Whether it's with words of wisdom, money, help, other resources you have. Sow into their lives. Because they'll remember you. There's no other way. I mean, I can't keep up with the young people. I don't understand everything that they're doing or not doing. You know what I mean? So you do what you can, where you can, and what you understand. I don't believe anybody's ever hopeless. I don't believe that anybody is non-reachable. Now, they may not want to be reached. But once you plant that seed, once you give them that information, they can't get away from it, can they? Anyhow, the tolerant left. The ones that talk about love, and love trumps hate, which I always find interesting because love trumps hate as long as it goes along with violence, apparently. There was a pro-life teen that was punched outside of a Planned Parenthood clinic. Now, he didn't get in the way of the person. He didn't stop anybody from doing anything. He just had a sign up there. Right? And he was sucker punched, which means he didn't even know it was coming. And apparently that was okay. Now, the teenager was part of a Students for Life of America group, which we've had on the show several times. And they were engaged on the sidewalk, counseling on public property across from Planned Parenthood, across the street. And somebody basically just walked up and punched this person. And the pro-lifers usually gather on Saturdays in front of these places because it's the most busy, for them, it's the most busy time of year, or the month, or the week. And they hold up signs that say, all people are made in God's image. How revolting, right? I mean, it's okay for the left to run around with those, forgive me, vagina hats, right? Dressed up in the costumes, dressed all that way. That's all okay. We're supposed to be accepting of that. These guys have a sign up to say, all people are made in God's image. And that is triggering. Give that some thought later on. Hey, thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know your time is precious. God bless and have a great rest of the day.